You're listening to episode 352 of Women Worldwide. Have you ever had one of those moments when you just don't feel like you're in sync? Your voice is shaky, you can't find your words, and your body feels stiff. In today's episode, I'm flying solo, and I share my tips to help you in those no-flow moments. So stay tuned to learn more. Hi, I'm Deirdre Breckenridge. I've spent an entire career helping women to share stories, nurture relationships, grow their brands, but most of all, to find their voices so they can make a difference. Do you feel stuck? Do you want to power up your own voice? Women Worldwide features the stories of passionate women who have navigated big career challenges and some of the toughest changes. These professionals offer deep insights and advice to inspire you and to help you uncover what's holding you back. Let Women Worldwide ignite your passion so you can excel in life. Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Women Worldwide. Thank you for being here. It's another week. And guess what? I am flying solo this week, and we're going to talk about the no-flow moments. What is a no-flow moment? Well, it's the opposite of when you're in your communications flow, because for whatever is going on in your day, your vocal cues, your verbal cues, and your body language are not aligned. In order to get into the flow and to have everything aligned, step number one is to recognize when you're having a no-flow moment. So let me break down three no-flow moments and what you can do. The first is vocal, and the no-flow moment is when, let's say, you're on stage or you're giving some kind of a presentation to your team, or maybe even you're on a media interview, and all of a sudden your voice clicks. You make a sound out of your mouth. Your throat closes. These are all signs that your voice is not aligned and you're not in control of your voice. Well, how do you change that? Actually, breathing is the best way to change it. When we get nervous, sometimes we breathe more in our chest and our throat. And what you want to do is breathe from your belly, from your diaphragm. Breathing exercises, getting your breath down into your diaphragm. And that kind of breathing really helps your voice and helps you to control your voice. I work with executives. We do three chamber breathing, understanding when your breathing's in your belly, when it's flowing into your chest, and two parts of your chest. And this really helps you to align your voice so that you can get to verbal cues. That's next. Verbal cues, an example of a no-flow moment would be when you're in a meeting and you have the answer to a question. It's something you know, but somebody asks you something and you find yourself all of a sudden not able to answer the way you normally would. Maybe you're a little bit nervous. You say something, but then you leave the meeting and you say to yourself, why didn't I answer that? I know how to answer that question. Why did I say what I did? Well, it's because you were not able to pull the words that you needed from your brain, from your rational thinking center, which is in the prefrontal cortex. That's the front part of your brain. But rather you were nervous or feeling overwhelmed in the moment. And that's when the emotional center, the amygdala, starts to take over and drive the bus. And when that happens, you can't access those words that you need. Here's what you can do. And it does. It takes practice. Of course, breathing will help you to relax. But in order to test to see if you're going to have a no-flow moment, you can do what I call a verbal fluency test. And this test can tell you at any time what's going on with your brain and how you're able to access the words that you need. It's a simple test. Have somebody time you for 1 minute and pick a letter. Try F as in fast, A as in apple, or S as in start. And for 1 minute, being timed, just name all the words that you can that start with that letter. And of course, proper names, proper nouns. They don't count. You can't say a word fast, faster, fastest. That's only one word. Try this little verbal fluency test to see how you do and practice it. It opens up the way that you think and that flow that you need. I often say to executives, sometimes you might want to give yourself a little verbal fluency test around a project before you go into a meeting, just to see if you're able to access all of the words and thoughts around that project. Okay, the last part, nonverbal cues. That's your body language. And sometimes people will say to me, well, I'm not able to use my hands when I speak, or I'm noticing that other parts of my body are moving when I don't want them to. And my body language is not matching my voice and the words that I'm saying. So I'm not in agreement. That's a no flow moment. Your body is doing something completely different than what you actually want it to do. That's because body language leaks how you really feel. I believe that a lot of our body language is energy. And if you restrict energy in natural places, it's going to leak out in other places. So here's what I mean. If you find yourself clasping your hands in an interview, you go into a media interview, you're on a video podcast, whatever you're doing, if your hands are clasped and you're not able to free them quickly, you'll have energy leaking out in your head or in your shoulders, or even in the form of body movement. You might be swaying from side to side. Let your hands flow. You can place your hands on top of one another. Don't clasp them. Don't restrict them. And you'll see a more natural movement and emphasis when you speak. You'll be more of an illustrator with your body language. That's how you can help yourself so that your body cues are now matching your voice, your verbal cues, and your body language. Okay, those are some no-flow moments for you to recognize and to be more in tune with yourself. If you have any questions about vocal cues, verbal cues, and verbal fluency, and body language, and everything aligning, I hope you'll reach out. You know that I'm at Dee Breckenridge on Twitter. You can find me on LinkedIn, or you can email me, Deirdre@pureperformancecom.com. Okay, friends, until our next episode, stay focused, energized, and feeling empowered. Thank you.